I'm down base. Okay, a lot of stuff which is going to be familiar from Bavli tonight. A lot of Ksuda stuff. Holo truma mezi. Somebody eats truma intentionally. Mishayim is a keren, venu mishayim is a chomish. He pays keren, the principal, but not the chomish, because chomish is kapora, and he doesn't deserve kapora because he didn't pay mezi. But the shlum and chulin, and therefore also unlike where you eat b'shogeg, where whatever you give to the kohen becomes truma, here the tashlumin remain chulin. And therefore also here, since they don't become truma, and since they're not kapara, imratza kohen limcho mocha, if the kohen wants to be moichel the payment, he's allowed to be moichel the payment. Okay? All these things are true. Let's see the Gemara. Tamon Tanina. We learned over there in Mesech the Ksuvus. Eloin Aloki. These are those who are flogged. Now among those who are flogged is Abal Achoso, is a woman, is a man who has relations with his own sister. But you know, that we learn over there, Ilu Narushishlin Knas, that if you have relations with these girls when they're Naros or Ktanos, you seduce or rape them, you have to pay a fine for having done so. So Hachatoimer, like Hachatoimer Mishale, it's a contradiction to our Gemara, because over there it says that I take back, it's not a contradiction there, it's a kasha over there, period. It says that on one hand you get Malkus, on the other hand it says you pay. So there's principle ein adam loikim mishalim. You can't get malchus and tashlumin. There's no double jeopardy. Either you get flogged or you have to pay, not both. So Rabbi Yochanan said, it's done and he must nisa. That mishnah should be read as being two different scenarios. It's done literally means to the sides. Im hitru bo loke, if you forewarned him, he gets malchus. If you low trubo, if you not forewarn him, Mishalim, he pays. Okay, so Rabbi Yochanan Shita, which will accompany us throughout the evening, is that if you gave the guy Asura for Malchus, then he gets Malchus. You gave the guy, didn't give that guy Asura, so he pays. Depends where on the Asura, okay? It's amazing in either case, right? Right. Why? Same as a capital crime. Yeah?
It's a technical without us.
Okay, we'll talk about that. Some Rabbi Yochanan Meimar b'mokom makos hashlumin. Rabbi Yochanan's principle is that a place where you have the alternative of either giving you a flogging or paying, loke v'enu mishalim. You pay, you get flogged, you do not pay. That's more of yilke v'yishalim. Why don't you get both? Double jeopardy. Ksiv k'dei v'shoso. It says you get because of your evil. Now it's taken as singular. Rishoso as opposed to rishosot. Mishum risho achatata mechaivo. You're mechaivin because of one of the evil things he did. Because of both the evil things he did. Meaning, you only give him one punishment, not two. So I ask him one of the obvious questions. So give him the punishment, be shine below you, can let him pay and not get Malchus. So says the Gemara, this is also Xeris HaKosuv. A person who's liable to two separate penalties, literally committed two acts of evil. The process being with that, and yet nonetheless, be pilu ha-shoifet ha-koin lefonav, Viko, what you mean? Do you have Viko, Vakoin? Okay, I have a typo here. Yeah. It can't be Viko, Vakoin. Okay, Vipilu Ashovet Vihikohu Lefonov Kedevi Shosobe Mispar. So there it says that in a case where it's somebody who's, its assumption is that it's about even a guy who is chayiv for because of two rishuyos. And nonetheless, it says v'kolufan or kadevi shaso b'mispar. It says that what is the preferable punishment? This boss is telling us explicitly that the preferable punishment is flogging Malchus. Okay, so we have the choice of getting one of two punishments, either Malchus or Mammon. The Torah prefers that we give Malchus over Mammon. Okay, Shimon Lakish says a different svara. He argues Rabbi Yochanan. He says, even if they didn't give the guy hasra, and therefore he's not going to be chayim malchus, he doesn't pay. It's like a migo. Since if you did give him hasra, he would be chayim malchus. So therefore, now that he didn't give him hasra, nonetheless, he doesn't have to pay. Okay? The migo is that his avera is susceptible to the penalty of malchus, and therefore it's either that or nothing. Doesn't get anything. No, so he's going to dash in that. That Rabbi Yochanan dash in his way. Rish Lakish is going to dash in his way. Ask the Gemara first. Masisa pliga Rish Lakish. Our Mishnah argues on Rish Lakish, because our Mishnah says Ochel Truma Shoyge Mishan Karen V'Chomish. Our Mishnah says, not this Mishnah which we learned today, but a Mishnah learned previously, that if you eat Truma B'shoge, you pay a Keren U'Chomesh. Now, Keren U'Chomesh indicates, L'Choyero, that we're talking about a case where an individual could be getting Malchus, because after all, if you eat Truma Mezi, you can get Malchus, right? So nonetheless, we say, Ochel Truma B'shoge M'Shan Keren U'Chomesh. So how do boys do that Mishnah? So I'm not sure why we asked from that Mishnah, not from our Mishnah over here. Because really here we see in our Mishnah the Hatoch Truma Mezid Mishnah Mitzkan Vein Mishnah Mitzachomish, right? You see in our Truma Leim by Mezid, right? So Pasuk Mayor, I guess because that's going to be difficult on everybody. Assume our Mishnah is going to be difficult on everybody because also Rabbi Yochanan is going to have difficulty with it. So maybe that's why we didn't ask for it. But be that as may, Pasar law cry mayor, he explains that Mishnah is going to cry mayor. The mayor Omar Loka Mishan. The mayor says you get Malchus and pay. So that's the mayor. We don't know that way. Says more Masisa Pliga Rish Lokish Mishnah and Ksubasaris Rish Lokish. El Narishlam Knas. It talks about the women for the girls for whom you have to give a fine. And one, of course, some of them are Abal Achoso and Abal Mamzeres and other cases over there where there's Malchus, right? If they gave you Asuras, wouldn't you be Malka? Yet nonetheless, you, in that case, you have to pay. So again, Pasulok Rameir, he learns like Rameir, the Rameir Omer Lokman Shire Meir host says you can get Malchus and pay at the same time. Bravo b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, b'shem Reish Lakish. Ravos and Reish Lakish. Rameir, who learns that you can get double jeopardy, lamad lomi motzi shemra, learns this how to motzi shemra. From a man who claims that his wife was not a basula when he married her and that she must therefore have had the improper relations, illicit relations. So, vantua so mea, do you have the words motzi shemra in your Gemara?
Yeah.
Oh, you do have that. Okay. Vantua so mamon, you should punish him with money. That's the interpretation of vantua so is money. The Yisrael, so they should afflict him, that's obviously with Malchus. And yet, you see, you give him both. Rabbanan, Amir Rabbanan say, L'chidusho yotza motzi shemra. Motzi shemra is a chiddush. It's unique in this respect. Well, it's unique in other respects, and therefore it's unique in this respect as well. Dovash yotza chidusho is something which is unique and has unique qualities to it. Ain't lemade him, and we do not extrapolate from it. What's the unique quality of Motzi Shema? Normally a person is not chayiv for having said something. Right? Because that's a lav. She ain't, bo. No. Maisa. Lav Shema Maisa. Almost. A lav which has no maisa. Normally not chayiv lav shema maisa. The kind of the mischayiv dibur, here you chayiv on that which you say. So therefore we see that this is unique. Since it's unique, it may also well be the only case, the unique case in which there's malchus and money together. Kshem shein on top of lam and ham and alf now. Kshem shein lamein and mel davracha, just like we can't extrapolate for this or for anything else, be that you should ever get malchus lav shema maisa. Kachin lamein imenu. Low loan shivalamakos, you can learn out also for the double jeopardy aspect. Yeah. Yeah, we do. Ain lecha bo el chidusha. That's how it appears in the Bavli. Okay, Rabbi Avo. Avo said, you know, the truth is that this concept, which we're about to see, which we saw earlier, is going to come up again soon in Daf Yomi and Bavli and Shabbos. Well, soon. Shabbos is so huge. In 2 months. But there's a concept. Amrei Avo B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan. V'lochin Amrei Avo B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan. We had a few blot ago. Mezid. Now I have the words B'chelev V'shogeg B'korba. Do you have those? Okay. So this unique sheet of Rabbi Yochanan. I don't believe he paskin like him in this respect. But this is a sheet of Rabbi Yochanan here and a Masechta Shabbos. The Gemara says there that if a person was mazed, he intentionally ate chalef, but he did not know there's a chiv carbon on eating chalef. No, he gets malchus and look at this masrim bo v'loike. If you gave masra, he gets malchus who may be carbon. Okay, again, this is a sheet which we're not familiar with because it usually doesn't crop up. Because I don't think we paskin like Rabbi Yochanan. But Rabbi Yochanan Shita is, if you were mazed on the Maisa Aveira, but you were shogeg on the Malkus, meaning you weren't aware that there's a Chi of Malkus involved in this. So then, you do get Malkus and Korban. Even though you were mazed. And that's like getting Malkus. There's still a Chi of Korban afterwards. Okay? Because as long as you
thought he was only
high of
a
carbon
to begin with?
No, on the contrary. He thought it's only high of Malkus, not a carbon. That's what you think. But that's not what Rabbi Yochanan thinks. Yochanan says that the parameter of shogeg for carbon is a very, very broad one. It's not just that you didn't know the mice was also, or that you forgot the mice was also, or you forgot that it was the right day, or whatever the case may be. Even if you knew the mice was also, and you're transgressing and made it, if you are not aware that there's a concept of korban, so then I say you're chayav to bring the korban. Okay? You don't have to like this, but that's where we often hold.
You could also bring a korban, but not aware that the mouse.
The former. Of course you're going to find this difficult because you've been socialized. That's the wrong word. You've been educated, taught, raised that you only get a carbon for pure shogeg. It's not Rabbi Yochanan Shita. He does want an apostle. I'm not here, but he does want an apostle. So in any event, so says more. That's the case. If by chalev, where you eat forbidden fats, you can get a korban plus misa, plus malchus. So here too, get a moment in malchus. Why not here too as well? Here say you'll give a shalom, just like there you say you'll give a korban, but let's say you'll give a shalom. Malchus and Mammon are both things which Basin can enforce. So Basin only gets to enforce one of them. As opposed to Korban. Korban is not enforced by Basin. A person brings it as Kapora on his own. So therefore, Basin can say, we're going to enforce Malchus. You bring Korban for yourself. Basin cannot say, we're going to force Malchus and Mammon. That they're not permitted to do. So Basin is given. The Pilah Shoifi be Kokode, which also means Basin can only impose one punishment. Which is preferable according to, the preferred punishment according to Rabbi Yochanan is Malchus. But you yourself might be liable to separately do the right thing, which in this case would be to bring a korban. Okay, that's Rabbi Yochanan learned it. That's probably one of the fundamental concept. that the pen, in order to obviate the double jeopardy, they both have to be things which Basin imposes. But if one is a Basin imposed issue and the other is a self-generated issue, then one does not negate the other. Ervil tshuva ton. What's the tshuva?
So he goes to Basin and he says, how can I do tshuva?
Right.
And they tell him, bring it from.
They say, we'll flog you. We'll flog you, but those two visit, you should know on the side you're also supposed to bring a carbon.
Yeah, he has to initiate that desire.
The carbon, not the malchus. Right, we initiate it on his back. But the carbon has to initiate. Okay? Yeah, but there's no sheet in Malkus that they can be chayiv in Malkus and in Korban. The Rabbi Yochanan's not brought down there. That yes, that's Motzi Shemra. There's Malkus and Knas by Motzi Shemra. Okay, that's what we had. Ein l'chabal chidusha, but we had that. Okay, akol modim she'em omen etzel misa. Everybody agrees, however, that if you incur the death penalty, then you're off the hook as far as payments. The chesiv says, "Maka nevish beima yishalmena." Some of you smites down dead an animal, he has to pay for it. Umaka odem yumas, and some of you smites down dead a human being dies. Ma maka beima, just like a person who kills an animal. No chilak the bo, there's no distinctions. Ben shogi ben meisa, whether they did it intentionally or unintentionally. L'chiyu momen, and regardless, you're chayv to pay because you have damaged somebody else's property. Ma'ake odem, so to an individual who smites a human being. Otachlok bo, you do not draw a distinction. Ben shogi ben meisa, whether it was shogi or meisa. L'piter momen, in all cases, he's exempt from payment. This is a very fundamental principle. Even Rabbi Yochanan agrees that if you're chayv misa b'shoge, you're exempt from payment. So if chayv transgressed the law, b'shoge or without asra, that according to Rabbi Yochanan, you have the potential to get malchus, no, to get momen. According to Rabbi Yochanan, where you transgressed a lav, b'shogeg, just the plain Jane lav, b'shogeg, so give you malchus, not money. No, you get money, not malchus. Sorry, keep getting confused. According to Yochanan, you transgress the plain Jane lav, without asra, you pay. Rish Lakish argued. Rish Lakish said, even a plain Jane lab without a straw, you still don't pay, because it's susceptible to malchus. But by misa, anything which is susceptible to misa, even though right now you did a bishogeg, you're for sure parted from money. No, yeah, but killing Rabbi, even when you're not actually getting the death penalty, you're right. Excuse me. Yes, we'll discuss that. But anyway, so that's what we say here. Again, ma makabei melochak to b'mishur mazin. This decision, whether it's done intentionally or unintentionally, lechi moment and you have to pay in any event. A makay on them so to where you smite an individual. L'tachlebo b'mishur mazin. There's no difference between shur mazin. The peter moment you are exempt. B'ma pligin. In what is there going to be in machlokas? B'mominates a makos. Only by, this is really a summary of what I just told you. Where's the machlokas? Only where there's money in conjunction with the potential of flogging. The Rabbi Yochanan, a mominates a misa. There is no payment of money where you are theoretically susceptible to death penalty, but b'yesh mominates a malchus, if you're theoretically susceptible to malchus, as long as you're not actually getting them, you do have to pay. Shemilokish says, kishem shem momen etzel misa, just like there's no money by the death penalty, even if you did the b'shokeg, So there's no money by Malkus as well, that where you could have theoretically incurred Malkus, even though you didn't, it exempts you from paying. Rabbi Ami Bavlo b'shem Rabbein Tamon. Rabbi Ami, the Babylonian name of the rabbis of Bavel, said, Taimon Rishim in Lakish, what's larger Rishim in Lakish? You asked me before about a Pasuk. Says Rosh by people who are liable to the death penalty. Says Rosh people are liable to Malkus as well. Just like in the case of Rosha, by somebody's Chayim Misa's base and there's no money by death, in other words, if he's chayv or even susceptible to death, he doesn't pay. Af Rosh Shnemer Chiyuv Makas, so to the Rosh which is stated by the Chiyuv Makas, ain't momentzel Makas. There's no money in the place of a potential, even hypothetical, flogging. Okay, now we have yet another shita. Rabbi Nosa Barashi Omar, kam benaglo kam bebugeres. Where is there a knas? Where you rape a nar? Where you no rape too? Where's their malchus? Where's their moment? Sorry. Where's the moment by a naira? By a girl under 12 and a half. Where is there no moment? Only bogeres. Only malchus by a bogeres. Because the halach of knas was stated only by a nara, not by a bogeres. Okay, and that's what we're going to discuss now. The tani we learned nara yesh la knas. If you rape a nara, you got to pay her. Vein lo mecher, she cannot be sold into slavery. Bogeres ain lo mecher. Bogeres for shteitzach obviously can't be sold into slavery, but lo knas. But there's no knas. So therefore, it's no knas. So therefore, if there's no monetary payment, you pay. Ask the Gemara, is there no monetary payment whatsoever, even by a bogeres? Vela boshes b'kam. What about the embarrassment, the degradation, and the loss of her value? Because she's not a psul anymore, right? Says Gemara, Rabbanan the Kesarin, Rabbanan the Kesarin say, Amre, the tipoter shepitaso o shemachlo. We're talking about cases, no boshes b'kam because she seduced him. You know, it's her problem. Or she was moichel him those payments. So once she's moichel him those payments, that paves the way for him getting malchus. So a man who rapes a bogeres comes say, you know what? Ploinus, let me appease you. I'll pay you the boshes of God. So Ploinus, I'm sure, very upset him, says, I want to see you flogged. So she's not moichel, and then he gets flogged. Okay? That's what we're saying. So, Naaman, we just made a fundamental principle that you see here is that Rav Nosson Baruch Hu holds, in a case it's possible to have malchus and payment. By a nara, Mishalim Veinoloike, the antithesis of Rabbi Yochanan. A third shita. Rabbi Yochanan said, where it's possible to have malchus or mamon, you're malchus, you don't pay mamon. Rish Lakish said, in a case where it's possible to have malchus and mamon, so then also get malchus in a moment, right? He says the exact opposite of Sabrosha. He says in a case it's possible that malchus moment, you get moment and low malchus. Okay, the exact opposite. As they say here, by dara you pay rather than getting flogged. So Sabrosha, that's where she malchus malchus
nashlumi. Even if she's malchus.
I don't know if a nara can be moichel.
Oh, it's nara.
Yeah, because she's still in her father's jurisdiction, so I don't know if she can be moichel. What? Yeah, I don't know that. What?
That's money. It's not a
book. Why can't you watch? No, she can be Michael. It's a punishment, it's a directed punishment. If she doesn't want it, she can be Michael.
True.
Absolutely. Okay? Says Gemara, There's a possibility of having Malkus and payment. Mishayim and Eloki pay Duna and you do not get Malkus. Yerkev Shams letting get both. Ksiv Kadev Rishos says one. Arishachas Tamachayim Shemashtay Rishuyos. One affliction, not two. So now the Gemara asks, I don't think he had this. Yerkev Eloi Shalit. Let him get Malkus and not pay like Rabbi Yochanan. Assuming Adam Zoymim. So learn this out from false witnesses. My Adam Zoymim Shalim and Eloikim. They pay, they make restitution, and they don't get Malkus. Afogasotir Mishalim in a loki, he pays, he doesn't get Malkus. I'm Rabbi Yoina. Rabbi Yoina, it's another interpretation. Time of the Rabbi Yoina, says he pays, doesn't get Malkus, because it says, Vipilu Ashovit Vikolufonov. It says the Shovit should throw him down and hit him in front of himself. And Shemakos of Yotzos Bibo Risho. It has to be a case where after the Shofet beats him, he's back among you without any additional demands. Because the Kapos goes on, and he claw Chicho Lachecho. Once your brother's been embarrassed, once he's been embarrassed, he becomes your brother again. So be that as it may, I'm not sure if the Gemara intends to bring the right at the beginning of the Pasuk, from the end of the Pasuk, but the bottom line is, Eshemakos of Yotzes Bokadei Risho has to be a case where the Malkus take him out of the Rishos, Yotzes Eshomer Lamod of Shalem. But here, if he owed money, then even after he gets Malkus, people say the rat fink. He still owes money, let him go and pay the money. So therefore he owes that money is a superior thing to give to Malkus. Masniso Lamanem and Beis now. Are we off the line, Mesa Mesa? Can you read them to me? I see. As asterisk at the end line. Sorry, my mistake. Masisa plea or Shimon Lakish. The Mishnah seems to argue for Shimon Lakish. Here we finally come around to asking from our Mishnah. But Tina, did we learn Ochel Truma Meizid? If he true intentionally, Mishalim is Kevin Mishalim is Koma. She pay Karen Achoy. Meshlichora here he gets Malkus. Now I'll die to Rabbi Yehuda Son Berusha. Koyin Rabbi Yehuda Son Berusha Du Amar. Who says? Still not Laman Hamid Beis. What has to be in
line?
So he takes that puzzle.
The initial question is from Ochel Truma B'Shogeg.
Oh, but we already had that question, so that's why he takes it out. Because the question, Vatina Ochel Truma B'Shogeg, the Gemara opened up with. When it did Reish Lakish the first time. It was that? I mean, I had it before you didn't have it? Because I did have that. Yeah, he put it up the way back on top. Okay, you must have just not had it back then and not noticed it because you thought I was babbling. Okay, but it was back there. Somewhere in Lama Dalam base he inserted it. So alright, let's read it now. Pasuk Rabbi Meir. So Masisa Pliga Rashim and Lakish. even though I read it before, I'll read it again. Pasuk Rishim and our Mishnah seems to argue Rishim and Lakish. But then we learn in our Mishnah, not our Mishnah, but previously in the Masechta, Ha'echot Chuma Shayivit Chuma unintentionally, so then you still pay? So the Chorek Rishim and Lakish, it's not true, you shouldn't still pay.
Okay. Our text doesn't even have Shogeg or Mazik. Our text just says, Masis Pligal
Rishim and Lakish.
That's all it says.
That's all it says? Masis Pligal Rishim and Lakish?
Yeah.
So he inserted, he cut it and paid, cut and paste this from Lamed at the bottom, put it back there. Okay. Pasar Emeir, so he adds to the Gramer, the Ramer on my Lokum Shalim. Mayor says, you can't be Lokum Shalim. Now we cut that from our Mishnah. But then we learn, now going to the top of Lamed Hay my base. Ha'ochel Truma Mayor, if somebody eats Truma intentionally, Mishraim is caravan, Mishraim is chomesh, he pays caravan, he doesn't pay chomesh. Chor al daiti, the Rabbi Nelson Barashia. Oh, yeah, right. Let's go from the Mishnah. Al daiti, the Rabbi Nelson Barashia, this you have, right? Al daiti, the Rabbi Nelson Barashia, do amar Mishraim, main aloka. Chor al Nelson Barashia says you pay and you don't get malchus, that's good, Mishnah is good. You pay. I'll die to Rabbi Yochum Do Amraim, he's Rubo Loke, who said only if you give us the Surah, then you get Malkus. Vim Lois Rubo Mashayim, if you don't give us Surah, then you pay. Basullah, Mazib Lo Asroya. He learns Rabbi Shimon about you did it intentionally without Asroah. I'll die to Rabbi Shimon Lokish. But according to Rabbi Shimon Lokish, it's difficult. Roshan Yohim Mazid Yishoyge. Makes a difference if you did it intentionally or unintentionally. He is Rubo. Makes a difference if they gave him Asroah or not. You should only get malchus. Should never have to pay, because it's a power to potential chiyah malchus. Never have to pay. Says the Gemara, the Sava Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, Rabbi Meir. I have the word he. You don't have it, right? Rabbi Shimon Lakish, old time is going like Rabbi Meir. And there are mayor, I have the words du amar, and then you don't have those words either, but then you do have the lokum shalom. The mayor holds you get malchus and tashlum, it's there for our mission, it's going like every mayor. So every if you did it for mayor, where you get malchus, you also get that, you also have to pay. Excuse me, I'm Rabbi Chinan Akumi Rabbi Mora. Rabbi Chinan sent for Rabbi Mora. Vini is born Rabbi Shimon Lakish, Kulam Asi, he's a great mayor. You know, Rabbi Shimon Lakish holds every mission that shots is like Rabbi Mayor. How you gonna have a Rabbi Meir? How's the positive? What's gonna say the psukim like Rabbi Meir too? The psukim. Voxy doesn't say vishkiyah chal kodesh bishkoge. If it says the person eats kodesh bishkoga, pays only, right? No, the cash is not on the payment. The cash is on. This is on the Bemeza. Yeah. He transgressed a lav she transgressed the lav of eating truma. Bishogeg, and he's paying? Right? So it's only, what's it gonna say? The old boss is gonna like a mayor? It's gonna say, no, Kim Dan Chumash? Can't do that. How Rabbana gonna fight so that boss is gonna rage Shlokish? So it's possible for, exactly. It's possible to have gotten Malkus. It's a lav sheishbo Malkus. So then, according to his Shlokish principles, right, there shouldn't be any key of payment here. Here it says in the post, because if you show, you can pay. So you have to say that post is going to lay in the mayor, not like Rabbanan. You can't do that in Chumash. You can say Mishnah is going to remain in Rabbanan, but how can you say post is going to remain not like Rabbanan? So it says Mara, Elamisba Savar Hashem and Lakish HaChemish Karban. Mishlakish holds the Chemish is a carbon. What does it mean a Chemish is a carbon? It means it's a kapara. It's a kapara, you have to pay it when he did it b'shogeg, just like you're being korban if you do something b'shogeg. Okay? Special case. Unique. Right? Says more, big deal. But I feel he's more a chomesh korban. Even if he owes a keren, the chomesh korban. Keren korban? Why do you have to pay keren? The chomesh is a korban. Why do you have to pay keren? Right? I'm ready to show Masisa Rasha Keren Kanas. No, it's not a teretz, it's part of the kasha. What is the keren? The keren is knas. It's a knas, a fine. Now this fine, Kohen Shlokas should have to, you should be absolved from, because there are no fines where you should could have hypothetically got a malchus. And how do you know it's a fine? This is off on a tangent. The Tzinoch we learned over here, meaning over there, meaning we learned in previously in Perek Vav that Eino Mishlam Elchulim Mitzukarin. If you eat truma b'shoge, then when you make restitution of the kohen, you have to give him proper chulin ve'nasim truma, and they become truma. Now, if that's the case, I have three words here which you don't have. Vilu kimad achil hayem mishalem. If you would pay according to that which you ate yos, then it wouldn't be a knas. It wouldn't be a knas. That I understand. Why? Because he ate truma. If he had to make restitution from similar value to truma, that would be a knas. But now, the truth is that what does he pay back? He pays back chulin mesukanim. He pays back much more than he actually ate, because he ate truma, which is worth $5 a bushel, and he has to pay back with chulin, which are worth $15 a bushel. So he's actually paying a fine on top. Now, why are we bringing this down? This just proves to us that it's a knas. But the primary reason why we're bringing this down is that is to ask a question on Reish Lakish. We're coming back to that in a minute, but let's go continue a little bit along the line of proving that the payment, the restitution for Truma is a Knas. Vod, you don't have the next three words. Vod, min hador. We also can prove from here. The Tanya, this you do have, right? The Tanya. The tani, achol truma tmeya. If you eat truma which is tame, mishayim chulin tar, you pay from chulin which is tar. If shilin chulin tmeya, if you pay chulin which is tame, yotza. Ask the Gemara, getting on of his words. My timer. Why do you have to give him chulin misukanim? Lo tmeya eitz muchayev lo. All you owe him is the price of wood because you ate truma tmeya, which is not good for anything except fuel. Yet nonetheless, it's preferable to give chulin mesukanim back. Hadamara shakeren knas. So we see here that keren is knas. Now all that was just parenthetical. The bottom line is they're coming to ask on Reish Lakish. I understand you can have to pay chomesh when you're b'shogeg, because that's like a korban. But the keren is not like a korban. At best, it's a knas. So why do you have to pay the keren if it's a case which is susceptible to malchus in any way, shape, or form? The keren should be. Not, you shouldn't be liable for the keren, right? Because that's paying on something which you could have gotten malchus for. So says Gemara, ukimba de teima keren knas ukavos uchaimish knas. Let's even take it a step further. Let's say just like the keren is a knas, so to the chomesh is a knas. So why are you paying here keren plus chomesh for the aveira of eating truma b'shoge? So it says, Mar'el Reish Lakish, right there. Reish Lakish learned himself a special Xeris of Kosov. Kimah the Reish Lakish, Amar Taman, just like Reish Lakish said over there, by Edim Zoymim. Excuse me. Hakol Yubichlau Losana. Everybody's included for a prohibition of Losana, of false testimony. Yotza Vasisin Lo Kasher Zomam. So Vasito Kasher Zomam, you should do to the false witnesses what they plotted to do. L'chayv Amaman. That means you're chayv to pay money. Right? In other words, Vasito Kasher Zomam is alive. Well, Losana is alive, like any other alive in the Torah. We should flog the Adim Zomim. Yet nonetheless, the Torah says, no, don't flog them. Make them do what they wanted to bring on the other people. No, so we learn out from there. Reish Lakish does learn out from there. I call you b'chlav because similarly he says over here that we have a pasuk which makes a parallel. How call you b'chozar loyachol kodesh? Everyone's including the lav of chozar loyachol kodesh. So really, shkei malchus. Why say you ought to be shkiyochal kodesh? Why say you have to pay? B'shkogel l'chayv a moment to teach us that this is simultaneous. I mean, even though you might prefer malchus, there's a special because of that you pay. Okay? And that's why Reish Lakish Shita, that therefore, at least Peshogi, you pay. Right, we're at Ames. We make a parallel to Ames Oyman, and we say it's a similar case. Okay? Vatani, now we have a several series of cautions, but before we get these cautions, I just want to get another coffee. Running out of steam. As in any good rule, there are exceptions to the rule. V'atani, then we learn, Bodi chachon la mayor, chachon katitur a mayor, begone ev chelbo shel chavero, I steal your chalif. V'achlo, and I eat it. Shulo kemashalim. I have double jeopardy. I have to pay twice, pay and get malchus. So there it says, Marshakina, ochel chelbo loke. Very interesting thing. They say, the way the Gemara, I'm not sure what to deal with this because I don't like the lumbus of it so much, but the way the Gemara learned it out, there's a proof that they're two separate chiyuvim, and therefore you have to get both punishments. What's the proof of that? The proof is that if I eat my own chalev, I get malchus for it, even though I don't pay myself. So therefore I see that tashlumin is not an alternative for chalev. By truma, either I get malchus, it's either or. There's a situation in which I get malchus, a situation in which I pay. Right? But I see here clearly that by chalev it's not like that. Because if I eat chalev myself, I never have to pay for it. Am I making...
You're eating your own chalev?
Because by truma you do. By truma, remember, even if you own the truma, you still have to pay. Remember, we had the guy who inherited his grandfather Cohen. He still has to pay. So therefore, payment by truma is a inherent substitute for malchus. If you did a b'shoge, or if you did a b'mezid without a throw, according to Rabbi Yochanan. But by you eating your own chalev, there's no such thing as payment. Right? There's no configuration. Not configuration, wrong word. That's exactly what the word's saying. So that's why if I eat somebody else's chalev, so then the fact that chalev in and of itself is a mechayev malchus. The payment is a new and additional chiyuv, which I have because I stole from him. So therefore I'm chayev both. As opposed to truma, you understand? And by truma, it's either or, not both.
Yeah, but there's no parallel
with everyone. What do you mean? But we have the principle of ein lokim mishalim. We have to explain why it doesn't apply. I mean, by yutzadar rabashin, I'm very happy you're thinking like the Gemara. But the Gemara feels that it has to be explained why ein lokim mishalim, right? Okay? So, says Gemara, a series of things like this. But tiny, then we learn. So there, till we say, Shekena ochel truma so loke. If you eat your own truma, you get malchus. So therefore, now if you eat your friend's truma, you have to get not only the malchus for eating truma, but you also have to make the restitution of having eaten the truma. In other words, the theft issue. But tiny, then we learn. I think I have a typo, Mike Warren, because I think he printed the same thing twice. So let me go to the next case. Tell me if it flows. But tied in to money, Chachadar Meir, because in Parasu Shulchaver, is that the next case you have? Okay, so there's a typo here. But tied in money, Chachadar Meir, because in Parasu Shulchaver, if I muzzle my friend's ox. Now, muzzling oxen is a lav, los oxum sharbatisha, right? So if I muzzle my friend's ox, shuloke, I get malchus. Well, mishalim have to pay him because I robbed my friend of the food which his ox could have eaten. I bust kamel para, the standard measures 4 kav for a para, ushlosh is kamel chabor, 3 kav for a donkey. So there too we see the same problem. So it says marsh can a choisin pogosu loike. It's also there it's unique. Because somebody who muzzles the raya, somebody who muzzles his own cow gets malchus. Therefore, if I muzzle my friend's cow, certainly I get malchus and I have to pay as well. Rabbi said shekem b'mchuyve mises. The last case was extraneous. The last case talked about a plain Jane lav. The first two cases are cases in which it's possible to have a koretz, right? Because the first case were chalev and truma. So in those cases, I say, lokim mishalim, I certainly will say in a plain Jane lav, lokim mishalim as well, so it's unnecessary to bring down the last case of chosim. But gets back on track for Tanya. Do we learn gonav truma hekdish v'acholo, lokim mishalim? If you steal truma of hekdish and you eat it, you get lokim mishalim. So the chora there, you can't say Why does she have to pay Hekdesh, right? Or it's difficult. So the Gemara answers basically the same thing. But if it's because your friends lose money, because Hekdesh lose money, since it's a distinct chiyuv, you have to fulfill it. Ramona said in front of Rabbi Yosi. If that's the case, and there are possible scenarios which you get both Lord Malchus and Momen, there's a big typo in the Gemara. Miata Bachoso Kitano. It says it by Bulgaris, right? It's supposed to say Kitano. It's probably in the red pass. So Kitano, Yilkevi Shalem. You have relations with your sister who was a minor. She have to get Malchus and pay. Because the Malchus goes, because, why? Shekena Bala Choso Bogeres Loke. If you have a relation with your sister who's an adult, you don't pay her anything, because she's Moichol, right? She's Moichol, or there's no Knas. So then all you get is Malchus, right? So therefore, you have a relation with your sister who's a Ktana, you should get the Malchus, and you should also have to pay to your father for having had relations with your sister. So Chazer Manav Omar. So Ramona came and said, you know what, all the lumduses we said before are all wrong. I have a better lumdus now, better reason. Why by Chosin Pora? Do you get both Malchus and Momen? Taman Chal is a lumdus, a real good lumdus. Taman by Bogeres, by your sister. Chal of Misa v'tashlumi kachas, you can't pay. Because your Chiv Misa or Malchus, the same idea, happened together. The moment you're chayiv Malchus is the same moment you're chayiv money. And the two chiyuvim can't devolve together, so if one pushes the other one off. Which pushes which one off? The Malchus or the Misa pushes off the moment. Right? However, Ocha, Ramach, in the case of Chasima, Me'ach Chasima Yisrael, from the time you put the muzzle on, it's Chayiv Malchus, you're Chayiv and Malchus. Mikan Ve'ech Tashlumi, the Chiyiv for payment for having prevented the ox meeting is subsequent. That's a Chayiv both. The Gemara is going to say that ultimately, but not yet. Okay, the meantime, Gemara holds are consecutive, not simultaneous. Hoser Rabbi Zira Kuli Ramona, Sir Ramona, Rabbi Zira Asper Ramona. Vagay Meitzis Kedisha, wait a minute, that's the case. What about when you ignite your friend's Kedigodish, your friend's pile of grain, Shul Shabbos, Shul Chaver B'Shabbos, on Shabbos, Mishibah would say also, Mishibos Vishoinen is Chayav Misa. From the moment the first grain is burning, you're Chayav Misa. We can't make Tashuva, but for later on, you should be Chayav to pay for having consumed this grain. We know that's not true by Shabbos. By Shabbos, you say, if you ignite a fire in your friend's haystack, even if it burnt later on, right, you're chayev only Misa, not Momen. Why? What's the difference? Ella. Now I have four words that you don't have. Mais chameimar. Why over there? Why do I not say that over there? Because our koshibos v'shibos yesh patsroyes makas. It's like you're saying. It's not consecutive by Shabbos either. It's simultaneous. On each and every grain which is burning, there's a chiyuv both of Malchus or Misa, and a chiyuv of money. So it's here. Our kol chasim v'chasim on each and every muzzling yesh patsroyes Malchus v'shibos tashlumin. They're not consecutive because each moment that it's out in the field and not eating is also an additional issur of chasima. Are you going to get a separate Malchus? Perhaps not. But it also is something which is susceptible to Malchus.
It's one action that lit the fire. It's not consecutive fires. It's all first.
You could say that. But the Gemara doesn't say it. There is a Nimuka Yosef in I forget what, Shabbos, I think, who says something like what you're saying, but it doesn't say that over here. Okay, but you're right. It's a good svara. We'll get to it in the 3 weeks in the morning. So says the Gemara, So I'm a Rabbi Yosi Barbun, Chain Amoroyim. The truth is, there's Machlokas Amoroyim. Chadamar Bechosem, how do you get the Petubos, where the first Chasima was by Chulin, and then afterwards you're Chosem, Betrum Mukdashim, you're Chosem while the cow was working in Truma Mukdashim. So in that case, he says, he wants to say that. You're chayiv malchus. I mean, chosim it, I'm muzzling it when it was supposed to eat chulin. You're chayiv moment when you muzzled it when it was working in truma and in mukdashim. Why not chayiv malchus on that? Because the loch is in that case, you're not supposed to muzzle a cow. Not allowed to let the cow eat truma mukdashim. But at that self same time, you're supposed to put in a feeding whatever in front of its mouth with chulin in it in order to substitute. So therefore in that case you're going to get the chia malchus is for the muzzling for the chulin where you weren't allowed to muzzle, period. The chia momen is for the muzzling, excuse me, when it was working in truma and hektish, when you should have muzzled. You should muzzle with a different substance inside, and therefore you chayiv to your friend for not having fed the animal which you borrowed from him at that time was worth a truma mukdashim. So that's a scenario which you can get malchus and momen by chasima. That's one interpretation. The charina amar, another way is b'chayis madei shliach. I get malchus and momen. We did the chasima by shliach. Now, in this case, shliach loike. The shliach gets the malchus because he did the chasima. And ain't shliach the dvar avera, right? Even though he might have been told by the owner to muzzle, there's no shliach, it's dvar avera. So he's chayev, bupater. And the owner is, the borrower is exempt. Tani dami choshev leishu v'lo l'shocha. It's interesting. There's no Bavli for this. Ain't shliach dvar avera here in the Yerushalmi is there's a kosher. In the Bavli, it's divrei rav, divrei talmid, divrei mishomi. So it's far, you don't listen to somebody who gives an order opposite to that of God. But here it says, gzeres a kosher, daimi choshev leishu davlo shochav. It's that person gets the avera, not the person who sent him. Special gzeres a kosher. So be that as it may, so the malchus goes on the shaliach. On the agent. And the mormon, who pays the mormon? The guy who sent him. Because he's the one who should have, who owed money to the owner of the ox and now did not pay up on that. Okay, shogi betruma mezi b'chomet. What if somebody unintentionally ate truma? But it was chomets, he intentionally ate it as chomets. So it's chayv koris for having chomets. Or similarly, shogi betruma, a person is shogi betruma. He unintentionally ate truma wine, but he's a nazir. And he was mazed against his nazir, so he transgressed the law, right? Shogi betruma. A person was shogig on truma, but mazed on Yom Kippur. Right? He didn't know it was truma, but knew it was Yom Kippur very well. If we learn it as two separate Isurim, so then I can understand. He gets two separate penalties. He pays for the Truma besides all the other Averis he did. However, in if Terine Bedover Echot, if we're going to say that since they were done by one Achila, they're considered to be one activity. So then we come Machlokas Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. Now Machlokas Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish is not Machlokas Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish of Lokim Shalim, but it's Machlokas Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, which we had previously about whether it's possible to have Malchus and a Korban at the same time. So here there would be a case, there would be a Machlokas could have Malchus and Kaifer at the same time. Malchus and Chomish. Because according to Reish Lakish, once you have Malchus, which is our conventional understanding, before people, well, if you have malchus, there's no such thing as korban, right? So therefore here there'd be no Chomesh, right? But if you say like Rabbi Yochanan, that it's possible to conceive a case with this Malkus and Korban at the same time, if you were mazing in some aspect and shogging in another aspect, so here too you'd have a case where there'd be Malkus on Yom Kippur, Malkus on Nazirus, Malkus on Chomesh, yet at the same time you'd have to pay a Chomesh besides that, additionally on the Truma you ate, okay? Plus the knas of the principal, okay? So that would be a big machlokas for Bilach and Reish Lakish. Tamatini, we learned over there. Ain ben Shabbos Yom Kippur, as noted in Shabbos Yom Kippur, El Shazaz, Doina Bi De Odom, that if you intentionally transgress Shabbos, we stone you to death. Vizaz, Doina Bi Koris, and if you intentionally transgress Yom Kippur, you just get Koris. Just Koris. Hobatashlum is Zev Zev Shabbat. That sounds like, however, when it comes to payment, they're both equivalent. In other words, if you don't pay in one, you don't pay in the other. You don't pay if you do pay in one, you do pay in the other. Masnisa, that Bryce or that Mishnah is Marbi Nuchuni ben Akona. It's like Rabbi Chuni ben Akona. Tani, we learned to Bryce or Nuchuni ben Akona. Oymer Yom Kippurim k'Shabbos Tashlumi. They're the same. Rishu Menasi Omer. Mechuyave Krisis k'Mechuyave Misas Basin. It's true. Kares is like Basin. Mechuyav Kares like, well, actually it's more inclusive, Rishim Menasio. Some Yitzchayav Kares has the same status vis-a-vis pay payment as some Yitzchayav Mises based in. Mabene, what's the difference whether you say Yom Kippur is like Shabbos, you say Kares is like Mises based in? And I'll tell you, several nafkimis. Ravachim Shem Ravina the Omar, Nara Nida Beneo. What girl is a Nida? Nida is a Kares, right? Nida is a Kares. Okay, Kares have relations with a Nida. However, it's not like a Yom Kippur completely. Because Yom Kippur, although the Gemara hasn't said this yet, tomorrow we'll see in a moment, Yom Kippur ain't heter l'yisuro. Yom Kippur can never become mutter. I know in a case b'kulach nevesh, but then that's a special case. Normally Yom Kippur is not mutter. But a Nida will be mutter in another week and a half. So therefore it's possible to say that this is a lower form of kares than Yom Kippur. Even if you say Yom Kippur is like Shabbos, maybe Nida is not like Shabbos. And maybe whatever I say about Misan Momen by the severe case of Shabbos will apply to Yom Kippur, but known to play plot, which is almost as severe, because Ein Heter L'Yisuro, it's never Mutter, but might not apply to the lower level case of Nara Nida. Okay?
Nina, a week and a half later, she's not Nina.
Okay,
so
but Yom Kippur.
Nila, it's no longer Yom Kippur.
No, but it's the same woman, the same Cheftza. The Cheftza of Yom Kippur never becomes Mutter. Similar case, Arman Mona Av Achos Ishto Beneon. Your sister's wife, your wife's sister, who's not Mutter to you during your wife's lifetime, but is Mutter to you after your wife's death. So now we explain that in great detail. It's never, it itself never becomes mutter. Yom Kippur itself never becomes mutter. The zoo, however, these women, since they become mutter after the iser, mishalem, you pay. Rabbi Shimon Asi doesn't understand the distinction. Shabbos yesh b'koreis. Shabbos has a koreis. Yom Kippur yesh b'koreis. Yom Kippur has a koreis. Vizu vizu el yesh b'koreis. In both cases, since they have a koreis and a mishalem, you do not pay. Rabbi Pazi boy. Rabbi Pazi asked. Makos ukrisus ma armin b'hon ilay tanoi. What about if you have a case? What are Yechibe Akoda and Rishim Anasi say about a case where they didn't work on Yom Kippur, but they threatened to give you Malkus? They didn't threaten you with Koris. So I'm Rabbi Yossi Tzrichel Rabbanin Stakasofik. What is status in this case? So can they give you Malkus in this case? They gave us all for Malkus on Yom Kippur. What? Well, they should have said you're going to be Chayav Koris, right? So can they give you Malkus on that? So it's Taka Safik. Says Martha Safik. We don't know. Rabbi Yonah said, why do you say that? Lama lo shmanu min lo min ato. The Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai. Learn from Shimon bar Yochai. The Tani, Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai Omer, and Rabbi Tarfon Omer, Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai said, name Rabbi Tarfon. Name of course, B'Shabbos says, Kores B'Shabbos. Name of course, Yom Kippur says, Kores Yom Kippur. Ma Kores on Rabbi Shabbos, the Kores is stated by Shabbos. A Makkah states on me, so if they were, you can, they can't give you Malkus. It's a Shaykh to me, so there's no Malkus. Oh, it should be a Malkus. Of course, I'm going to be Yom Kippur, I made Malkus, it's a Kores. There's no Malkus by Kores. So that's Gemara's Kasha. The Kores is explicit. So I'm Rabbi Yom, Rabbi Mona, Rabbi Mona, I'm Rabbi Mona, Kumi Rabbi Yossi. No, the truth is I have to leave for tomorrow because it's late already. We're going to come back to this and we'll see that it's possible to have Malkus in a case where they gave you a Asura, even though it's Shaykh to death. If they gave you a Asura for Malkus, it's possible to get Malkus. We'll see that tomorrow. Right now we haven't seen that. Rishon Bar Yochai holds not that way. We'll come back to tomorrow.